Thank you. Many of us experience a lot of change in our lives. Kind of a continuation of what Todd was saying. We focus on change sometimes in so many different ways. I remember when I was in the kind of a reflection of my past. When I was in the military, I spent 22 years in the Navy. And one of the biggest changes in my life was moving around from port to port, from assignment to assignment. But it was exciting. When I first joined, I wanted to get out right away. I wanted to do my 4 years, and President Kennedy extended us while the Cuban crisis flared up. And of all places, I went to Cuba. And somehow that changed my whole thinking about what I wanted to do in life. Being near the action, being where fear is, changed my whole precept about where I wanted to go from that point on. I was not anticipating a career, and I was not anticipating standing for 22 years. But I was not a Christian at the time. And I thought to myself, I said, well, I'm just going to do my time and get out and move on. But something came over me over the years. In 1965, I found change in my life. Became a believer. But one of the biggest things about that first assignment that I had when I had to face fear in being in Cuba brought about a change of thinking about what I wanted to do with my life and how I wanted to live my future. And once I got to that point, I met this lady that helped me to achieve that. But along the way, as I said, being in the military was a big difference for me, and it changed my whole way of approaching everything. Being separated. You know, if you've been separated from everybody in your family, your wife, your husband, your relatives, your loved ones, you know what separation can do. It can bring about a lot of changes emotionally, and it can bring a lot of changes mentally in so many ways. It changes how you think about the person. It changes how you feel. But it strengthens love. I found that by being separated for all those years. I spent 16 years just floating around on the water, serving in so many ships, but it was you couldn't tell day from night because all you did was work, sleep, eat, and go to bed and start all over again. You're out to sea for maybe 6-7 months at a time. But you learn so much about yourself. You learn so much about things in your life because you have a lot of time to think. And with that in mind, you know, you want to ask yourself, you say, who am I? What do I think about? What do I think about? How did I get here? How did I become a believer? One of the best ways to grow and mature as a believer is to continually remind yourself who you are and what you possess as a child of God. These qualities cannot be earned any more than the rights and freedoms you enjoy as a citizen of the nation where you live can be earned or bought. These traits are guaranteed to you by the Word of God, simply because you were born into God's family by faith in Christ. The more you affirm who you are in Christ, the more your behavior will reflect your true identity. And some of the scriptures that we read in trying to find out who you are, this is, you know, there are some scriptures that identify this very clearly. It says, I am the salt of the earth. Matthew 5:13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Also it says, I am the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We all, as believers, found ourselves to be quite different. We're peculiar people. And as in the scriptures in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, we find out that we are a new creation. And this can be found, as I said, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm sure you found yourselves as a new creature when you became a believer. You put away those old things, those sinful ways. You found yourself to be a new birth in Christ. You had freedom through Christ. He died for us and gave us that freedom. One thing that I found out also as I spent another career in business was that people don't like change. I don't know about yourselves, but if on your jobs you inflict change on someone, you say, well, now tomorrow we're going to have a new policy on this or that. All of you probably, if in your jobs, when you hear somebody say change and you're comfortable with what you're doing, you kind of cringe. Oh, here we go again. And change has so much impact on our lives. We live with change every day. We have to be careful about how we act around people. People are watching. You know, all the time people are watching. You don't think so, but you're being watched as just as I'm being watched right now. People are watching what you say, how you react, your body language. All these things reflect on just who you are. They tell people what your identity is, what your makeup is. What we say a lot of times will identify who we are. And when I was talking to a lot of people many times in business, I would just sit there and listen to them. And you don't have to ask people for much. All I would say was, take me back from when you were in high school and let's work forward. And believe me, if most of us, we don't know this, but you're so honest, you just lay your whole life right out in front of that individual and tell him or her everything you want to know, or he or she wants to know. And that's why I found out so much about so many people and learned so much about how people are made up. And we as Christians, we do the same things in our lives. We talk to one another. We embrace one another. We have good times. We have bad times. We have bad health. We have good health. We have sickness. We have death. And all these things we are impressed upon and exposed to in our lives, daily lives. They change us regardless of whether we know it or not. There are so many people in the congregation today and around us as we embrace neighbors that live in our neighborhoods that need a lot of help. As Todd was saying earlier, this situation we have now with the bailout is going to impact a lot of our lives. And it's going to bring about a change in our lives. Change is something that we, just thinking about this, if you sit on your laurels and not think about how it's going to impact your life, then you're going to be impacted with a bit of fear at some time in the future. If you don't think about what this might have as an impression on our lives in the future, God can impact our lives. God can help us to overcome some of these fears that we have. And prayer, of all things, we need to be doing continually, not continuously, but continually, all the time, praying for God's guidance, for His help, giving us encouragement, giving us hope. Hope is a great thing for us today. We need it. God can help us with that. He can impress us with it if we are true believers. We can't be selectively disobedient in what we say and what we do. If we are selectively disobedient, we're just fooling ourselves. If we only pray when we have a need. As I said, we need to pray continually. At this time, I'm going to pray, and before Chuck comes up, for some of the folks in our congregation that have needs and they have failings and frailings, and the bodies that have given them up in some ways or another. And we all going to experience this in some time. This is change. God has brought about change in our lives in so many ways. Good, and some not so good, but it's God's will. Let us pray now. Father, we thank you so much for your Son whom you sent so we might have that hope of life. One day with you as a change as we look forward to. That hope that we pray for. Encouragement that we live for. That will help us to gain strength through your Son. We pray that you will be with Gloria this morning as she still suffers with her body that has brought about so much of a change in her life. We pray that you will be with Jim as he comforts her. Give him strength and give him steadfast guidance and assurance that things will get better if he puts his hands and his understanding in your hands. Help Gloria to strengthen her health as time passes, Father, to be your will. We also pray, Father, for Ruth Ann this morning. We pray that you will be with her and watch over her and strengthen her life as she battles various conditions of her life that are changes to her also, Father. She has gone through so much in the past couple years and trying to overcome the sadness of a lost loved one. We pray that you will be with her and give her hope and strength and encourage her and help her through your Son, through the Spirit that dwells within her. Father, thank you so much for all these blessings that we have in this life. We pray that you will also be with Jane. Help her with her condition this morning and help her to overcome some of the things that she's experiencing now with her treatments. Help her to grow stronger in faith. Help her to hold your hand as she walks through these treatments, Father, and help her to be brave and strong and help her to overcome some of the fears that she has in her mind also as she has experienced change. Also, Father, be with Krista this morning as she's experiencing change in her life and so much has impacted her over the last few weeks. We pray that you will watch over her and Dion and give him strength as he encourages her to go on and not be fearful of what might happen tomorrow and the next day and in the future. Thank you so much for all that you've given us in this life, and we pray that you will continually watch over us and keep us from the evil one, Father. Help us to continually develop the mind of Christ in all that we say and all that we do. Be with us now and watch over us. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Chuck will come up now and finish up and also offer the invitation.